Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, she finally spoke out about it. Shailene Woodley was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Jimmy Fallon.
What did I say? Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Ah! Jimmy Fallon.
I was thinking Jimmy Kimmel the whole time because of Jodie Foster. Okay, Jimmy Fallon. She was on Jimmy Fallon last night and confirmed that she is engaged to Aaron Rodgers.
I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is kind of, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
We got engaged a while ago. And
what?
It's been... He's, first off, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl. I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah. But he's really just so good at it. And
he really knows how to throw a ball. Yeah.
He can throw fastballs. He can throw slow balls, high balls.
There you go. Sounds like they both confirmed it now.
So, yeah, she talked about how she never pictured herself marrying an athlete, but here she is, and he's a wonderful person, she said.
Sure.
So knowing they've been engaged for a while really sends... Doesn't that send the red flags up even more, knowing he split from Danica in July?
Yeah.
We're only in February, people. We haven't... Nothing's... It hasn't... So they met in a time when things weren't normal.
Well, what's her definition of a while also?
That's what I mean.
Is like, it a couple months?
Even then, it's a lot. That means they got engaged after 4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like still like what?
Yeah.
I don't know. But unless him and Danica had broken up before and didn't announce it, I'm just
That's
saying.
Possible
every
too.
Time we
know.
See someone get engaged this quick, we're like, ooh.
Then you start analyzing the timeline.
You're
How
like,
soon is this?
Especially when they came directly from another relationship, and they both did. It's not like they were single and they met, and it was like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, it looks like Shailene Woodley has confirmed that she is getting married to Aaron Rodgers, and they've been engaged for a while. And
yes.
She, by the way, she's never even been to a game, she said. Because,
what?
Because he's been, like, hello? They hadn't been having fans. So she didn't even go to games, and why be seen in the stadium for
sure,
no reason.
Sure, but let's not act like they don't have some family there, and they wouldn't make an exception for Aaron Rodgers if he wanted to.
My point is, they met in a time when things were not the way they normally are.
Yeah.
And things eventually,
we'll start to go back to some other sense of normalcy.
So it's interesting.
See if it wears off.
Yeah, it's like, you haven't even been to his work yet.
Right.
Like, how are you going to get married to a guy you haven't been to his work yet?
Right.
Like, hello?
In defense, has he been to her work yet? Has he been on the set of the film? We don't know either.
Even more of a
problem. We don't know. Do you use your GPS when you drive your car? Do you have like one in your car or on your phone?
Yeah, but I mean, what if I connect my phone?
Yeah.
It will play it on my Bluetooth.
Sure.
So, but I get annoyed. You know, I'm one of those, I don't know if I'm rare, but I'm one of those people who refuses to connect it because it pisses me off when they're talking all that. Like, turn now. And I'm in the middle of like thinking or talking.
Oh,
turn now. Shut up. stop.
Oh, yeah, I turn off the lady telling
you
me what to do.
You had to show me how to do that, and I'd use it
it's
a lot more.
It's super easy, yeah. It's easy to turn her off. She'll shut the hell up. I'm like, I know annoying. Where I'm paying attention. I'm watching the screen. I'm glancing. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I realized something the other day when I was going to a I think I was going downtown for something.
Somewhere
I was going to
you hadn't been.
Egg and Flour. I was going to Egg and Flour,
which
I know.
Who is the restaurant of Adam?
Adam Pavlok, who's on Hell's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. I was going to Egg and Flour. I know where it is. It's on Connect Neck. I know how to get to Bayview. Yeah. I've been there hundreds of times, but I put it in my GPS every time. Every time I go somewhere, I put the address in my GPS.
Wait, even if you know where you're going?
Uh-huh. Oh, even if I know where I'm going.
That is weird.
Here's why. Because when you put your address, your destination in your GPS, it gives you an arrival time, and I like to know when I'm going to get somewhere. Does that make sense?
Oh, it's the arrival time. I do the...
Because I have time anxiety. Okay. I like to be places at certain times, so if I tell someone, ah, damn it! See? Fat fingers.
Mess.
Yeah. No, I like to know when I'm going to be somewhere. If I tell, if I know I have to be somewhere at 11 and I leave at 10 o'clock, I'll check the map because it'll update with traffic on Google Maps and say if it's going to take longer.
But I do that on Google Maps.
Every time.
Put in the location to see how many minutes away I am. So let's say it's 2019 and we have somewhere to be, right?
Sure. Remember 2 years ago when we used to go to events.
We used to go to concerts and festivals and we actually had, I just told somebody, I said, I'm not going to go, it's going to be 2 years with no public appearances that we haven't been out, which is weird for us because normally we're all over the place.
We're coming up on 2 years of no Dell's books, no Dell season opener cards.
People lose
their minds over those.
So now I'm getting sad. Okay hold on. So we have hope. It's getting better. Okay.
So when you're going somewhere,
I put it in before I leave to see like, okay, I'm going to the rave because we have a concert there tonight and it's going to take me 17 minutes with traffic at this moment. That's what I do. But then I don't leave it on.
I have
17 minutes. And then I still leave later than I should and I'm still late anyway. But that's not the point, okay?
No, I leave it on the whole time. Even if I'm going to your house, I've been to your house hundreds of times.
You do not put it on still, for my house.
Yes, because I want to know how long it's going to take because it's always a 20-minute drive from Franklin because it's all back roads to your house.
It is interesting when you think something's
every
quicker.
Time.
It does put it gives you time perspective because I mean, I can think of people like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example of somebody saying, I'll be over in 14 minutes. I'm like, you don't live 14 minutes away. And they're like, yeah, I do, according to Google Maps. I do. I'm like, I thought you were like three.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm 14 minutes away. I'm like, okay, fine.
I was just wondering if other people do this, that they use their GPS even when they're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Mine is just to know what time I'm going to be there because I love, and it's always so accurate. I'm like, boom, 12:02, I'm there.
I think it's weird though that you use it for places you've
every
been.
Every time.
That's
every
really time. Strange to me, but okay.
Every time.
Let's discuss with our listeners.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text and we'll talk to you next after Post
Malone.
Are
you as weird as Riggs?
Probably. Maybe. I hope so.
We were talking about you using your Google Maps to go, or just your
I use my GPS every time I go somewhere, even if I know where I'm going, just because I like to know how long until I'm going to get there.
I think I got the depth of how weird you are when you said you use it to come to my house, and you've been to my house like 1,000 times in 8 years. Like, I don't know why you would need a GPS to get to my house.
I like
That's
to
funny.
Know, because if you call and you say, how long until you're here, I can go, 15 minutes.
Jessica is in Kenosha this morning.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Are you weird like this? Do you always use your GPS, even when you know where you're going?
Yes. I was originally a pizza delivery driver for 10 years, so I always used it.
Okay.
Moving to Kenosha and everything like that, I don't know how to get home.
I've been to places where I've only used...
The simplest places.
Yeah.
What is so weird? You guys are so weird.
I have a friend that lives in Maguanago, and I've been to his house many times.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who lives in East Troy. I've been to his house many times.
Yeah.
But I still use the GPS every time because I like to know what time I'm going to get there. And
the
sometimes
time
I can
I
find
get.
A new route. Sometimes I can find a new route.
That's funny.
If I want to.
Even delivering pizzas, I would sit there and still use it even though I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
Did you have to deliver in a certain... Did you have to deliver in a certain amount of time, like 30 minutes or less or anything like that?
No, it was
good.
Just,
haven't you ordered a pizza? No, Riggs, they don't have to show up in 30 minutes or less. What's the real question?
They stopped
question?
That because it was dangerous. People were getting in accidents.
The
more money you make, so that's how I looked at it.
Right. Well, thanks for calling.
She's hungry. I like it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
I like that.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
We got Hannah in Plymouth on 3.
Good morning, Hannah in Plymouth.
Hello.
Do you use your GPS even when you know where you're going?
Yeah, I am right now. I'm actually on my way to work, and every single morning that I'm driving to work, I turn it on. Just like I've worked there for 4 years. I know where I'm going.
Right. It's got it.
Just so I know when I'm going to get there.
Yeah. It's a time thing. I'm now understanding. And you guys maybe I should take advice from Riggs and Hannah and Jessica and everyone calling, because hey. I have a horrible sense of time. Like, I always think things are quicker than they are. Uh-huh. So it's like I said, if I'm going downtown, I'm like, 15 minutes. Well, it's 25, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's 15. But if I had a GPS staring me in the eye going, bitch, you're 25 away, I think my perspective on time is whacked.
If you have an iPhone, if you put the address of where you have to go in your calendar for the appointment,
yes,
it will tell you when you need to leave. It'll say,
I always have like my work schedule in my phone, and I have the address in there, and my car, like my phone connects to my car the second I turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll get a little notification as soon as I start my car in the morning to like warm it up, and it says, traffic on the way to work is light. It'll take you 36 minutes to get there.
See? Nice. I love that.
So that's really nice. And then when I plug like my phone in my car, I can just have it say ETA only, and so then it won't be talking to me. It'll just tell me.
Yeah, I'll show you how to do that, Allie.
I'm going to pull into the parking lot, so that's super nice.
I've been angry at her for years.
Yeah. Allie gets angry because the woman won't shut up, and she wants to talk to the woman.
You don't understand, Hannah. I've gotten in full fights with people in my car because I was screaming at the lady who wouldn't shut up, and
Siri.
Then somebody else was talking, and then I was like, shut up, everybody! Like, it's physically made me get in arguments with people because I can't stop her.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
You have to go into settings and shut her off. She's not worth it.
Yeah, I'll show you.
She's
not worth it. No, I know where I'm going. Thank you. That's why I had this on.
That's funny.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
Yes, and finally, we have Alyssa in Waukesha.
Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you part of this weird club where you use your GPS even when you know where you're going?
Really? Yes.
I don't just use it for time. So I do. I'm time crazy like you are. And but I always put it in, even if I'm going home, because I sometimes work downtown Milwaukee, for traffic. They'll tell you like if there's like a crash or if there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Or a little bit. So I love that.
Well, and it's got to always change depending on weather and accidents when you're going downtown and everybody's
And time of day, back when rush hour was a thing. Remember when rush hour was a thing? Is that still a thing?
I was going to ask the same thing. But she's driving to work at 6:30. How does she know?
Yeah.
We need somebody at 7:30 to tell us.
We'll take another temperature
in
an hour.
It's better than it used to be. The traffic is great. And sometimes I only work till 3:30. And then that was the worst time to get off from downtown to go back home.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And it would be like 20 extra minutes, so I would get off the freeway. So that's why I put in my...
Well, then we can use you as an example because your drive home's a lot quicker now. And it's interesting. Our office has been closed, for almost a year now?
Almost, yeah.
So there's a lot of people that, work from home now. Uh-huh. We come in, but I get it. All these people working from home has helped your drive time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But do you use your GPS even when you know where you're going?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate you listening
thank
this
you.
Morning. I'm not that weird, I guess.
Well, you're not, according to our callers.
3 out of 3, yes. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Your KISS keyword at 7:05 this morning could get you a brand new iPad, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice today.
Like, I know.
40? What?
Loving
45
it.
In Milwaukee? 45 in Racine today?
Oh.
What? Is that okay? Are
That's
we allowed
amazing.
To be in the 40s in February? Is this okay?
Yes. After what we've been through, yes.
We've earned it.
We've earned it, baby.
We have. So I have a question for you, Allie. You're on the keto wagon, right?
Yeah, I am.
Do you F's with cheese on the keto wagon?
Oh, yeah. We eat a lot of cheese, man.
Cheese
is okay because cheese doesn't have a lot of carbs.
Good. Because a study just came out, a scientific study, that says that cheese is no longer considered bad for you. It's actually, if anything, just fine for you.
People don't want to get on I don't care what you do, but learning what I've learned, the food education I've gotten, and people want to know how I've kept it off, it's because I understand that sugar is bad and fat is actually not bad.
Yeah.
We've been told fat is bad.
This what
you
happened
know
in
what
the
I mean?
70s
it's
and
the
80s.
Opposite.
There were a bunch of anti-fat guidelines that gave cheese a bad rap back
that's
in the day.
And if you look at things now, the food chart should be flipped.
It should.
Where carbs are on top. And
so they say things now, what really makes you gain weight are things like refined grains, potatoes, too many of them, processed meats, but cheese didn't even make people really gain weight at all.
No.
If anything, it was like neutral at all.
Can I tell you a story too that will put in perspective my weight loss for people? I was talking to my sister who was back, she's back on. She's one of those on off all the time,
sure.
right? Which doesn't work. I don't care who you are, it just you got to stick with it or it's a lifestyle or nothing.
Yeah.
So she's back on it and she says to me, ugh, I just feel hungry. I just need some real food. And I started laughing. And I go, chicken and vegetables isn't real food? And she, I go, you mean you want some bread and some sugar and some something? You want some pan? Yeah. You want sugar. You need
we
sugar.
We crave
right
that
now.
As humans. That,
it's addictive. And
it's
I said,
addictive, very addictive.
But my mindset is, you're saying I need real food. Well, vegetables and meat. Is,
those are real foods.
We get our carbs and vegetables and fruits.
They're also natural. They're also grown from the earth.
Right.
So, hi.
So I think it's funny when people go, I need real food. And yeah. It's like, what do you think I eat? I eat real food, but so, you in your mind need that
right.
sub. You think it's substance, but it's just sugar. Yeah.
No, dude, my wife's a type 1 diabetic, she could eat a whole crap ton of cheese. Won't even do anything
nope.
to her blood
That's
sugar. Nothing.
Fascinating.
It's great, right?
Isn't that telling?
It is
and
telling.
There's a guy who's got a New York Times bestseller, and he even called the owner of Medical Weight Loss and Wellness for her perspective because she I has bet. Watched people cut the sugar and eat, you know.
So
it's
this study, this science study says eat all the cheese you want.
Well.
And we live in a perfect state for it.
I know.
Right?
Sorry, I'm on a keto rant right now.
You're
but
fine. It was the most Wisconsin scientific for studies I've ever seen
That's
in my life.
True.
It's Kiss FM with the weekend.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so last night on Jimmy Fallon, because first we had Jodie Foster on Jimmy Kimmel, where she talked about, you know, Aaron Rodgers being engaged. But now we have actual Shailene Woodley last night talking about her engagement to Aaron Rodgers. Let's do it.
I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is kind of, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
We got engaged a while ago, and it's been, he's first off just a wonderful, incredible human being, but I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah. But he's really just so good at it. And
he really knows how to throw
a
ball.
He better be a wonderful person.
He can throw
person.
Fast
yeah,
balls, he can throw slow balls, high balls, low balls.
She knows so much about his job.
I think it's funny she hasn't even been to a game because of COVID and everything going on. You know, they didn't even have fans. And so I was saying to you earlier, what happens when, like, when everything goes back to normal one day and he's got games? Is she going to be at those games? I don't feel like everyone's lifestyle is what it normally is right now when you've got people like that, you know?
Yeah. And so, when they met and got engaged during such a strange time, that's interesting,
it's
too.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
It's like, how's this going to go in a year? We'll see. But when she said we've been engaged for a while, all I can do is the math and go, but him and Danica broke up in July. Shailene Woodley broke up with her dude in like April. So like there wasn't that much time to be together and get engaged if you do the math.
Hey. We'll see. We'll see. We'll follow it along.
Yep,
but she's confirmed it now, Shailene Woodley.
There
last night on Fallon.
And
wedding bells in the future.
For who?
Aaron Rodgers is getting engaged.
Shailene Woodley confirmed that on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Yeah, we just found that out.
Well,
and,
who is close to getting engaged that you know?
I get a text message, Allie,
on
Friday afternoon from my middle sister, Holly, who's now 25. I had to do the math.
Okay.
Think about it, 25
I
now.
I know. I'm trying to remember how old your siblings are. I have to go by how many years apart we are. That's how I remember their age.
Yeah.
She
sends me a text of her, like, standing in shock. And down in front of her is her boyfriend, JR, on his knee, proposing and asking her to marry him.
So wait, did you know JR?
I do know of him. I've never met him because they've got together probably, I think they've been together a year and a half, I want to say, maybe 2 years. But they really got like hot and heavy and like moved in together and started getting serious right before COVID hit. So I haven't had a chance to meet him yet.
Yeah.
Met him on FaceTime during a couple family things, but that's about it.
You've never met him in person?
Never met him in person.
Neither the front door.
Has my mom, who lives in South Carolina now. My mom has never met him.
Wait.
Never.
Your mom and you have never met your sister's fiance.
Now, my dad has met him before because my dad still lives up in Indiana where my sister is. So my dad has met him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was interesting because...
But you don't talk to your dad that much.
Not really,
since the divorce.
What was interesting to me was that Holly texted just me and the siblings and my wife, and that was it. My mom and dad were not on this text chain. So I immediately go...
What did it say? It had the picture.
Yeah, it just
said
the pictures. Hey, we're engaged.
Okay.
So I immediately go... Do mom and dad know? Do other people in the family know? I'm assuming they do.
Surely they would know
before your
sister sent you the text. Surely she'd tell your mom and dad first.
Sure. So I get a text from my mom a couple days later saying what's up. And I was like, Have you talked to Holly yet?
You're such a man.
You talked to Holly yet?
You're such a man that you wouldn't just ask your mom, did Holly tell you this? Like, me and my sisters and I would be like, do you know about this?
It's not a man thing. It's a sibling thing. I didn't want to throw my sister under the bus.
That's what I mean, though.
She hadn't told her yet.
3 days. No, I would have thrown my sister under the bus. Sorry.
Just 3 days,
I would have been like, is anyone talking about this? Like, where you're like creeping around. Yeah.
So I called my mom and I was like, hey, are you excited about Holly's news? And she goes, yeah, JR called me. Her boyfriend called her before he proposed, like 2 weeks before he proposed.
To like ask for permission?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did the same thing to my dad. Like he took my dad out for a beer and told him that he was going to ask my sister to propose or he's going to propose to my sister. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting that he asked permission for the parents. I was like, how very old-fashioned
of you. It is old-fashioned, but I feel like people still do it.
I do, too. Because I asked my mom, I go, how do you feel about that he called you? Uh-huh. Would you have been upset if he didn't? She goes, probably a little bit.
Really?
But she goes, I do appreciate that he called because I've never met him before. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to have him make that gesture to be like, hey, I know we've never met, but I'm going to marry your daughter.
But
just want to let you know.
How do you approve of a guy you've never met?
Right?
That doesn't make any sense either.
She only knows him from social media and what my sister has said about him.
Which is like a fraction of someone's life that you don't know any. Trying to get a gauge on someone from their social media is not.
Right.
Is not real. Doesn't really work.
But is this a thing that people still do where they call the parents and they ask for permission? Before they marry someone?
I think so. I mean...
When you were married the first time, did your...
The only time.
The only time, yes. The only time.
Did he ask
your parents? Yes.
Yes, he asked my dad, not my mom.
Yeah.
And I only knew because my mom said, oh, he asked your... We went there to visit them or something. Yeah. And my mom's like, he asked your father if, you know, if he could propose.
Yeah.
Which was a big waste.
And I thought it was nice. I think he realized that my mom was important to her, at least, and knew that she lived far away and was like, if they're not together at that time, because my parents are divorced, that it would be nice to extend it to both parties, the mom and the dad, so that the mom wasn't taken back. I think that's what he was thinking. But I was just wondering, do people do this now?
They do.
I did it.
And you did it with Alana.
I did. I called her father. Yeah.
Okay.
I called him ahead of time. And I'd never met him either. Never met him.
What?
Never met him.
That's even weirder.
I talked to him on the phone, but I called him out of the blue and I said, hey, this is Andy. He was like, hey, how are you? Had a conversation with him. I said, well, I would feel awkward asking her without, you know, running it by you first and telling you that, you know, your daughter and I, we're going to start a life together, and I love her very much. And
this is why we got to get input on this at 414-799-1037. You can call or text that, because it's fascinating to me, because we do it for respect. But at the end of the day, like, why am I asking someone permission for an adult? Like, it's not a child.
Right.
It's an adult. Like, they're going to make their own decisions. So really, it's all about the parents end of the day.
And what if the parents said no? Like, what if
That's
the dad said,
like,
I'm not okay with that? Yeah, would you just not ask?
You totally do it anyway.
Of course you would. I'd be like, screw you, buddy.
Funnier. But it does feel old school, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious, did your significant other, did they propose? Did they ask your mom or dad ahead of time? Did they do this?
And what if you have like a dad, a stepdad, a bonus dad? Like, what
I'm
if you have
sure.
all, who do they call?
Had to run down a whole line of people.
Did they call all your dads?
414-799-1037. Asking permission before you propose. Is this still a thing that people do? So did you ask their parents permission before you pop the question? 414-799-1037.
We have so many texts.
My sister just got engaged. My middle sister. Congratulations, Holly. But her boyfriend, or now fiance, JR, asked my dad and my mom both before he asked my sister. And I was like, oh, it's a little old-fashioned of him.
Very.
I think it's cool.
But people are still doing it, I think.
414-799-1037.
It's one of those things that I go, we're still doing it. And then I think in my mind, but why? Like, I say it as if we just go with, this is one of those things we just do. We don't really question.
And it, I think, doesn't
I get
it,
its respect, but why? Like, they're an adult.
Doesn't it come from back in the day when the daughter was considered property of the father, so you had to ask for permission to have the daughter from the father, which is so old school in thinking, where the very submissive female comes from, like the 50s and 60s.
Thank you for expressing what I'm thinking inside. Like, why do we just keep doing what everybody else
does? As though the woman or man that you're proposing to is property of the parents somehow. I don't understand.
I want to go back and ask me my in-laws
if anything,
so I can give it back.
I feel it's respectful because, you know, we'll let people talk. 414-799-1037. Who we got on the phones?
We got Brittany in Shorewood. She's the one who called and said that her and her dude are both in recovery. We talked about the nightstands. Anyway, I'll just let her go. Brittany.
Brittany, good morning.
Morning.
Did they ask your parents permission before they popped the question, or did you do it?
Yeah, he just proposed on January 2nd, We've been together almost 2 years. I guess he actually asked my mom, my stepdad, and my brother a little over a year ago, so like last Christmas.
Okay.
Like not this past Christmas, but last Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more because of, I understand where you're coming from with the, like, the daughter was property thing, but
yeah.
I think it's more of, you know, like, can I become part of your family?
Sure. Because we're going to hate, you're going to hate him anyway. Right.
And, like, now, like, they've always hated all of my boyfriends, right? Because right. I was always using with all of them.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, we're both in a much better place, mm-hmm. and my parents love him. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
he's a positive influence in your life.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We got it.
He
yeah.
also asked my brother because my brother was always kind of, growing up, it was like my brother was the one protector kind of because
okay.
he's younger than me, but he was my protector. Because
but he did.
We
but,
don't need every detail,
okay.
Brittany.
But he did,
we get
he,
it. Yeah.
But Brittany, he did ask your parents before.
Yeah. That,
okay.
And so,
yeah.
but it is interesting as you we talk about this, Riggs, that we just do it and don't
yeah.
think about it. I get why her family loves him because he's a positive what, influence
yeah.
on her life, you know, and she's in recovery. But I also think it's funny that we worry so much about being accepted into
yeah.
someone's family, and you and I both know you've been married long enough, you want to kill your in-laws anyway. So it's hysterical to
you
me
want to impress them so much
so
at the
you,
to get their approval, and
just
then you'd give zero F's about it 3 years down the road.
That's what I mean.
I don't want to spend time
too?
With your in-laws. Thanks
it's
for calling,
hysterical.
Brittany. We appreciate you listening
yep.
this morning.
Thanks, Brittany, and congrats on your engagement, Brittany.
Yeah. So did you ask their parents' permission before you popped the question? We want to know your story. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you more next. Hold on. Did you ask their parents before you popped the question? It's Riggs and Allie on 103.7 KISS FM. So did you ask the parents' permission? It seems kind of old school, but a lot of people still do it. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. Allie, who we got on the phone?
Dawn's in Milwaukee.
Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good hey. Morning. So did they ask your parents before they popped the question?
Well, my husband asked both my parents, but that was 30 years ago.
Okay.
But my daughter recently got engaged, and her fiancé is in the military, stationed out of Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he FaceTimed my husband like 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time prior to asking her.
Okay.
And we got a lot of slack because, oh, he didn't do it in person. Well,
he's overseas.
Wasn't about to fly 1,200
no, he's
miles
in Seattle.
Home.
Right.
So he did what he could, and my husband was completely, you know, taken back, and he thought it was the best thing in the world that mm-hmm. somebody would ask for his daughter's
He was flattered.
Yeah.
We're basically just kissing their ass so they'll pay for the wedding.
That's what
think
it is,
about
too.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
if you really break it
wow.
down, think
yes.
about it.
Yes, because we want their help as much as we can for the
oh,
wedding. Yes.
It's all coming together now. Oh.
All right.
That's hysterical. No, I. That's funny, but yeah. No, that's, I get it. Your FaceTime works for in-person things. I
it
mean,
does, yes.
We've transitioned to
and you
Zoom.
Know what? So does texting, too, because my sister told me over text, and my mom goes, I wish you wouldn't have texted you. And I said, I would rather have a text than a phone call.
That's,
that's
your
something
mom.
You can text. And she went, oh, okay.
Another
and she
old
moved
school
on.
Thing.
Yes.
It's another old school thing
yeah.
to think that you have to call everyone
or
for
do
everything.
It in person.
Or do it in person.
Right, dress
yeah.
up and take your father out for coffee.
We
and,
have evolved as
yeah.
a society. Well,
thanks for calling, girl.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dawn.
Listening.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You
Sherry
too, Dawn.
Was right outside of Watertown this morning.
Hey, Sherry, good morning. So did they ask for permission before they popped the question?
Yeah, so my wife, same-sex couple, yay pride.
Yeah,
girls!
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. We're in our 40s, and
okay.
This is my second marriage, her first, and mm-hmm. she called my mom, and she asked my mom, and she also asked my daughter, who was 13 at that time.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think that's huge. Like, I think the previous lady just said is more or less asking for respect and welcoming them into the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wanting to be
in
a
our
part
40s,
of it.
We paid for our own. She didn't pay
that's
for
right.
So,
yeah,
yeah,
I get that.
So I think it was just, and it actually shocked me. Of course, my mom's like, what do I care? She's old enough. So.
Nice.
And you know what? Can I just break it down and ask a really maybe rude question? This is
please,
so,
oh
I don't
God.
Even care anymore. Let's
yeah,
be. I got to ask Sherry this for real.
Go ahead.
We always say the guy's got to ask, which is such a gender
yeah.
thing again. And we're talking to her. And we've got two lesbians. How do you even,
yeah.
doesn't it, you know, how do you even know who's supposed to ask? You see, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then
I guess-
it.
Yeah.
And who,
is
do you
it,
feel
is
like
it like
it's
a game of is it almost
like,
a game of chicken to see who goes first?
Like, who has more control?
Who asks first?
Who's paying for the wedding? I don't know. What does that mean?
We're curious.
Well, and that she did ask me first, and interestingly enough, I was going to ask her on the exact same weekend, but I chose not to do it during a vacation.
Okay.
Right.
And I then asked her then 2 weeks later, and I also asked her family, her brothers. So,
okay.
It,
so
that's true. It is. So we do. We both propose to each other. Not
okay.
At the same time,
okay.
But yeah. You know that is true.
Yeah.
Who does it first? I guess whoever decides.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
right.
you really go. This might be really stupid when you see it's two women. Not that you're stupid. I'm saying right. the idea of a man having to do it.
Could you imagine
you
if you both
see
if you both planned the same night and asked at the same time? How awesome
well,
that would be.
Actually,
it would be meant.
Knew.
Yes.
It'd be
yeah.
meant.
She knew, and she kept telling me, "No, Mom, go ahead and wait a little while. It's not the right weekend." Just wait.
Yeah.
So she knew that my wife was going to propose to me, and
okay.
you know, I was thinking about it, and she kind of had me stop. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling. That's
Sherry,
that's a totally cool perspective that
and,
we love having.
Oh, I love hearing a gay couple's perspective
absolutely,
on it,
yeah.
you know, because it changes
yeah.
everything. Yeah.
So we'll still take
exactly.
your calls or your texts. Thank you for calling to 414-799-1037. Did they ask permission before they popped the question? I want to know somebody that said no. Like, they asked for permission and the family said, no, it's not okay.
That would make my morning.
That would make
frankly.
Our. If that's you, please call 414-799-1037. We're talking about if you ask permission before you pop the question. Did you ask their parents?
Mm-hmm.
We got a text to 414-799-1037, Allie, that says, my husband asked both my parents, my grandfather and my brother and my sister. They all said yes, except for my sister.
Ooh. Well, somebody else texted in and said, my father-in-law was wise, an excellent judge of character. Two of his daughters had their boyfriends ask for their hand, in which he said no.
Really?
They both got married anyway and both ended up getting divorced.
And the dad said, told you so.
And the dad said, told you so.
Told you so.
Yep, we got on two. Tammy is in Waukesha.
Good morning, Tammy.
Hi, how
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
We're pretty good. If we were any better, we'd be you, Tammy, honestly. So did you ask permission before popping the question, or did your significant other do this?
I'm my second marriage, and my husband didn't ask my parents. I have kids,
uh-huh.
and he asked their permission.
That makes
Aww,
more sense.
Because he's really got to live with them
yeah.
and be part
right.
of your family, not your parents. Right,
exactly.
right. That's
and
good
And they were
twist.
The ones that was going to affect the most.
Yeah.
I love that. I actually love that input.
Because he's going to live with them all the time, so... Yeah,
and
that makes sense.
Did the kids say yes?
Right. Did they?
He had not met my parents.
Okay.
Until they came into town for our wedding.
Wow. This is like Riggs, how he doesn't know his sister's new fiance in,
yeah.
In person.
Have not met him in person yet.
No, my brothers had met him, but they live in California. We're obviously here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In fact,
gotcha. Kind of think of it, I never met my wife's father until our wedding night, until our wedding day.
What?
I didn't meet him until he came to town. Yeah.
That's weird.
It was the,
That's
it was the weekend.
That's a whole other topic. That's
yeah,
weird.
It was the weekend before, yeah.
So you're asking for somebody's permission. You never even met the person. That's even weirder when
Absolutely.
I think about it. You
yeah.
know? That's so wild.
Well, thanks for calling this morning. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Yes, have a good day, Tammy. Ryan, I love that we have a guy on the phone. Get
Ryan.
A, Ryan's in
hey,
Greenfield.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan in Greenfield. What's your story? Popping the question.
So I've been with my fiance now for 4 years, a little
okay.
over.
Okay.
When I proposed, I asked her mom. Her parents are divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I asked her mom initially a couple weeks prior, mm-hmm. But she lives in Oklahoma, and her dad lives in Florida, and I never asked him because I never met him.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he weird? Is he a big part of
really
her life?
Weird.
Do they still talk a lot?
So, yeah, they talk
okay.
like, you know, every couple months and for, like, holidays and whatnot and
yeah.
sends cards.
So, wait, Ryan,
but,
Riggs called and asked even though he had never met the dad, but did you almost feel like it's ingenuine asking the dad since you never met him? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I would
yeah.
be like, this feels fake.
I mean, I wanted to, but, like, and the funny thing and weird thing is I didn't meet him until a couple months ago. So it was 4 years since I ever met him.
Oh, he didn't even come to the wedding.
Oh, damn.
No,
well, then who cares?
We're still in, just in
or
case.
He would. Oh, okay.
We got plans to have a wedding soon.
Okay.
But, yeah, I didn't meet him until a couple months ago. So it was, yeah, like close to 4 years where I never met him at
wow.
all.
Wow. Did you ever talk to him on the phone, like answer the phone when he was calling or
no.
chime in on a FaceTime call or anything like that? Nothing?
No.
Wow.
But he's a mellow guy. He's really, you know, he's really open. He's a really cool guy.
And yeah.
Yeah, he was, you know, acceptable. Like, after we got engaged, he told him, and he was just like, you know, oh, okay, because this is her second marriage and my first.
Okay.
So he just wanted her to find, you know, the right guy.
Okay.
So. Well, that's doesn't exist, Ryan. I hate to break. Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, they do. They're just married or they're gay. One of the two.
Thanks. Or engaged, like Ryan.
Or engaged. Thanks for calling, Ryan. Appreciate listening, man. You too. So did you ask for permission before you popped the question? Did you ask the parents, the grandparents, the siblings? We want to hear your story. My sister just got engaged, and her fiancé asked both my dad and mom before he popped the question. We got phone calls and text messages, 414-799-1037. Allie, who's on the phone?
Natalie's
One
in
more
Milwaukee.
From Natalie. Yeah, hi, Natalie.
Hi.
So hey. Did you ask permission before popping the question, or your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend?
No.
Or?
This isn't about me. It's about my sister and my brother-in-law.
Okay.
They were dating for like 10 years. They met in high school. He's my age. She's only like a year older than him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they've been dating forever. And one day on Mother's Day, like 2-3 years ago, he just came into the house. He showed me, my mom, and my dad the ring. He's like, I'm going to do it. And we were like, finally.
And finally.
It was kind of just like literally. And it was kind of more just like an in-the-moment thing, but we were like waiting for it because they've been dating forever. So my sister and my brother-in-law had like a plan since they were dating. Like, after I graduate, we're going to get married, then we're going to do this and that. And honestly, they stuck to their plan. She's pregnant with her second kid. And I'm just like, if it works for them, it works for them.
Well, there's something in a vision board, you know, like saying you're going to do something, you then do it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I personally would want my significant other to ask just because.
You would?
My mom and dad are very like,
Can I just?
They're old school like that.
Yeah, they're kind of old school, which is weird because they're both the youngest in the family, so it's like, what's that about?
I just want to do one public service announcement.
Oh,
though.
Please!
Can we stop pressuring people who have been together for a long time to get married? Like, can we stop? Oh, they met in high school. That would actually be more of a red flag for me that they met in high school. I'd be like, well, then let them do it when they're ready because they were so young when they met. But listen, we're like, oh, it's been 10 years. What's the holdup?
I've known people who are together for 10 years, 10-15 years, and they get married. They're divorced after 2 years. It was like. It was working fine for those 10 or 15 years. Why change a good thing?
Why pressure people? Yeah.
It creates all this unnecessary pressure.
Yes.
They told us their plan when they were younger, and he had already graduated. So we were like, okay, well, where's the plan? Why isn't that coming out already? And so we've kind of just been joking around for years.
Right.
That kind of family.
I do love you,
like,
Natalie.
Okay, well, where's the ring?
Because you're like, you're a sibling. You're like, no, listen up. You call your siblings out.
Yeah.
You're like, you said.
I'm single, and I've been single forever. I've always joked that I'm going to be the single aunt that travels everywhere, but I'm not.
Natalie, I hate to break it to you. Being the single aunt that travels everywhere sounds like a great time.
It's actually
to me,
the cool
honey.
One. Yeah, that's actually cool.
I'm very ready for it.
Trust nice. Me. I having kids is a lot of work.
Thanks
so don't be hating on the aunt that travels. That's a great role.
Thanks for calling, Natalie.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate you listening. And we got so many texts. We're reading those. 414-799-1037.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so last night, Shailene Woodley went on Jimmy Fallon and talked about being engaged to Aaron Rodgers. So let's just play it and get into it.
I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
Yeah, we got engaged a while ago, and it's been, he's first of all, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, balls. When I grew up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah. But he's really just so good at it. And
he really knows how to throw a ball.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I love it how she's like, I didn't think I'd marry a stupid athlete. I thought I'd marry a guy with more substance. She's like, but this guy's great.
He's,
like,
he's got so much substance.
It's kind of what I hear behind the lines when she says that. But no, seriously, Shailene Woodley opening up about her engagement to Aaron Rodgers. I think it's fascinating. She says they've been engaged for a while.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been together that long. So yeah. I don't know. He broke up with Danica July. She had broke up with her dude in April before that.
Uh-huh.
So we've only got a seven-month gap. Seven months.
So they're both on
it'd be 6 months almost.
So they're both on the rebound?
That doesn't seem to be what they think.
No, not at all. Of course they don't think that.
Yeah.
Well, they don't think
but
that yet.
But she's never even been to a game because of COVID.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't even know.
And has he been on the scene of her set of her new movie? Has
that
he been
out
to see
know.
Her?
Now,
I don't know.
They did say they lived together. We had gotten that at one point.
Right.
So we knew they had been living together. But I don't, it's interesting because it's like I said, she's never been to his job.
Yeah.
Imagine getting engaged to a guy. You've never even been to his work.
Never
like,
been there.
I don't really know what his work's like, but we're getting married, man.
In defense, though, she kind of knows what he does. She can watch it on TV.
Well, it's not I might like know if a guy's an accountant. Like, I might know if a guy's a doctor. It doesn't mean I don't want to meet his coworkers before I'm going to marry him. He's spending 8 hours a day with these people. I'd like to know them, okay?
What if he doesn't even like his coworkers, and that's why
he
doesn't want to introduce you?
Well, then he's even more relatable.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Don't be trying to keep secrets from me.
Stop being honest with you. What's going on?
Please. You know, FBI Alley, it took me 3 minutes to figure out this mystery.
Oh, yeah.
No, but seriously, so it's funny in my family, and I'm talking about my extended family, Riggs.
Yeah.
Not my immediate. It's my sisters and my parents, but then like my cousins and my aunts and uncles, right?
Yeah.
So I'm one of the youngest cousins out of like 17 cousins, okay?
Yeah.
And then my cousins had kids. So some of their kids are like 8 years younger than me, 10 years. We're closer in age, okay? So I'm very close with one of my cousin's kids who's in her 20s, and she lives in Chicago. We keep in touch, and she always calls me when there's family drama. And we call each other, and we're like the gatekeepers. It's like, I'm calling to tell you there's an update, there's drama, and you're allowed to share with the rest of the fam. Like, it's those phone calls we do.
Okay.
So we were joking that we're the gatekeepers between the two generations.
Yeah.
We really are. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
So I said, so what's up? What's this family drama? Fill me in. We're FaceTiming. She says, well, my sister, who I just went to her wedding 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She goes, is getting divorced. And I go, oh, that's too bad.
Aww.
And she's like, yeah, there's a lot going on. And he's got some issues. And then Emma, and she's telling me about, like, I didn't realize there were things I didn't know. Like on their wedding night, he went out with his friends and she went home. I mean, there were signs.
Wait, hold on. Say that again. Hold on. Say that again real quick.
Night,
on their wedding night.
Which I was at, but I had my kids, so I didn't notice any of this. He went out with his friends, and she went home.
Wow.
And they had lived together for 5 years at this point. I mean, it wasn't like they just met. So they get married. Yeah, is that telling or not?
I mean,
that's pretty telling about where they're, how connected they are.
I hear alcohol dependency. I hear
he's got some alcohol issues.
Okay.
Something there. Then she's telling me about him and his issues. Now he's going out and he's coming home at noon the next day. All these reasons to get divorced.
Yeah.
Right? Great reasons to not be in a relationship with somebody.
Sure.
And then she says, but, and I'm like, but what? And I'm realizing now, people are afraid to tell me if there's possible cheating going on because I got cheated on and it was had such a big impact on my life.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, that doesn't mean I don't want you to tell me, because she says to me, well, he went through her phone and she was texting a guy, and I go, and you're thinking I'm going to be judgy, like, she's cheating. But my response was, well, he's gone till noon the next day. Of course she's texting another guy. Like, it was all like, duh.
Yeah.
She's got no emotional support. She's got no physical support. The guy's not there. Of course she reached out for love from some and attention from somebody else. This is like, duh, about cheating. This is why people cheat half the time. That doesn't make it okay. But I said, there are situations with cheating where I will give you I won't give you the green flag to cheat, but I can understand why you went to that place, okay? Now, you leave with, I don't look.
Why do you think people are afraid to tell you? Is it because they think they're going to trigger something within you and make you upset, or do they
think I'm going to judge them?
Well, you are going to judge them.
Right.
At the end of the day.
But so is everybody else.
I know. Exactly.
But it's like because they know. I have went through so much being cheated on. They're afraid to tell me.
But she wasn't the one that did the cheating. So no. I don't know why she would feel weird about telling you that. Like if I cheated on my wife, I would feel weird telling you. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Right.
I couldn't.
Right. Because I would light you up.
Yeah.
Which is probably my point. They're afraid to tell me.
Right.
Because this is my family and they watched what I went
through. If somebody else told you, it would make more. I don't understand why someone else would be afraid to be like, Riggs cheated on his wife.
I think you're just, well, she's not, that's why my other cousin told me, because the one who's getting divorced probably would never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not going to tell me she was texting another guy because her husband wasn't around.
No.
She's never going to tell me that to my face.
No, 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 no.
Because she's seen the pain I went through.
Yeah.
But I just laughed and I said, but I don't know, they need to get divorced. This is a starter marriage at its best.
Yeah.
They've been together so long and they're so disconnected.
Yes, it was broken from the jump.
Yes,
there was no foundation to that relationship.
They're young. Just let them move on with their lives and find a better partner, man.
But society said they had to get married for some reason, so they did.
So I just thought that was funny that I'm getting the calls from the family to tell me these stories, but I can tell they're all afraid to tell me.
Being honest with you, though, are they?
The one is telling me everything is,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
But I just also wanted to say my reaction probably wasn't what they thought it would be either.
No, they thought you were going to light him up. Yeah.
I'm like, her dude's gone. She's, you know, that's
he wasn't.
Not the,
he left on the wedding
the
night.
Same as me living with my husband every day and seeing him, and then him just leaving one day. That's totally different.
He left on the wedding night. They probably didn't even consummate the marriage. Just call the whole thing off.
Yeah. So when I found out that little detail, they didn't even spend the wedding night together. I thought that was telling.
Yeah, I bet.
So it's sad, but I don't even see it as that sad because I know they're going to have better lives with other people.
Yeah. There's no such thing
alone.
I really don't think there's ever a sad divorce. I mean, there's kids involved, but
mine was pretty sad and traumatic. But
you're happier because of it. Look,
but
would you?
Years
were you
one later? I'm
yes.
So I would never want to go back and stay married. I would.
Years later, you are though.
I am so glad I went through what I went through. It has made me grow as a person.
Yeah.
It has made me more aware.
Mm-hmm.
It has made me know what I don't want.
Yeah.
I still don't trust anyone, but that's a side point. I didn't trust anyone before I got cheated on.
Right? Don't trust them, hoes. Don't trust them. I have a question for you.
Oh my! What?
I just want to do this randomly.
Okay.
I didn't even plan this until just now.
God.
Because I just saw a question.
Oh, God.
If you could pick any age to be for the rest of your life, what would it be? Like, age for the rest of your life.
That's a good question.
It could be your teenage years. It could be your kid years.
It's definitely not my teenage years.
No, me either.
Because you want to go back to, like, that innocence and that fun and no responsibilities.
Yeah.
But knowing what I know now and how stupid I was. And I keep thinking, in 10 years, I'm going to feel stupid again about this age.
Yeah.
And in 10 more years, I'm going to feel stupid about this age.
Yeah.
Because you get smarter as you get older, right?
Yeah. I would say 26.
Oh, hell. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
That is way...
Because
want to be 26.
I feel like at 26, I was deep into my 20s, so I was still young. I still had that about me. My metabolism was still great, so I could still, like, you know, exercise and lose weight. It was great because I couldn't look at pie and gain 5 pounds like I do now.
Yeah.
And I was over 21, so I could drink. Yeah. I was over 25, so I could rent a car. And that was it. 26 was great. And I didn't need to be 30.
But you didn't know anything, and you hadn't been through much.
I had been divorced. I was fine at 26.
That wasn't enough. Look at how much you've gone through in your 30s that has shaped you and made you grow.
Well,
You didn't go through all that crap in your 20s.
But I would be 26 the entire time. Because
and you'd be naive. You'd actually be back to the naive guy.
Yeah. What would you do? Funny. Would you be in your 30s? Would you pick an age in your 30s?
Maybe. Yeah, I might pick 30s. I don't think I'd pick 20. I had a blast in my 20s.
I did too.
I lived my life. I was ambitious, but I don't think I'd want to go back to it just because I feel smarter now, which is not a high horse thing. It's just one of those things where you have to get to the age. Every time you get older, you understand it. It's like, I'll understand what older people mean in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it yet. You know what I mean? You just are older than me, and that's all I know.
I don't think anybody would say teenage years at all. Why would you pick teenage years? That seemed like
awful puberty.
Awkward, uncomfortable.
Being made fun of by your peers all the time.
Got to ask for permission to do everything. everything and anything. Curfews. F that noise.
No, curfews alone.
At least over 21, I would think.
Look, college was awesome.
Yeah.
If I could go back to college.
There you go.
I mean, and really I would have paid my best life.
I would have paid more attention the first time around.
No, I wouldn't have. But if I went back now, I would pay attention. Yes. I would never have gone back and paid attention.
That is an advantage, I will say. Going back to college now as a 38-year-old dude.
You're smarter and you know what you want.
I'm paying more attention, yes.
A lot of 18-year-olds don't know what the hell they want, and that's okay. Yes. You don't. It's okay to not know what you want. You haven't had any experiences yet. You're allowed to go out and figure it out.
I figure I'd toss that out.
That's
if you could
funny.
Be any year, any age for the rest of your life, what would it be? If you had to pick one,
right.
Just one, what would it be?
What would a teenager say? I wish I was 10... Before
sure.
I got my period.
I wish I was 4 so I got everything handed to me and fed to me. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
I thought that this battle was over, that we put this to rest last year during 2020. I didn't think this was still a thing anymore, Allie, but apparently it is.
What is it?
It is the chicken sandwich wars. Do you remember when this was happening? Like, I think it was last year or the year before.
Was it Popeyes involved?
Popeyes was involved.
Chicken sandwich?
Popeyes was involved for a while. People were losing their minds over the Popeyes spicy chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A had one, and then McDonald's had one, and then Wendy's had one, and everybody
Screw you all. I love the original McChicken, okay?
Right.
That was my boo.
And I've tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich, and it's amazing.
I was going to say, don't you talk smack about Popeyes.
I didn't know where you were going with that one. It's amazing. Like, why do we need other ones? And Chick-fil-A is trash. I said what I said. I said it.
You know, it's not trash. It's just
garbage.
The best.
It's not good. It's not the best. I don't know why people lose their minds and the line wraps around the building.
Me, I'm with you. I've never understood the line around the building.
Always.
It was like that with Sonic back in the day. And you're like, what's with the line around the building?
There's got to be something to
it. I like you and I want to go out with you again, but I don't know if I want to wait for you.
Yeah, I don't want to wait for
you
either.
That's how I feel about some of these lines.
Yeah. Well, there might be more lines at Taco Bell because now Taco Bell is throwing their hat in the ring in the chicken sandwich wars.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense because it's not even a sandwich.
We don't need a chicken sandwich from Taco Bell. Wait, what do you mean? What are they doing?
Chickens, they're taking basically a piece of fried chicken and they're putting it on like a piece of flatbread with like some jalapenos and some spicy sauce, and they're calling it a fried chicken taco. So Taco Bell now thinks that they are putting their hat in the ring for the chicken sandwich wars. It's only available in Nashville and Charlotte now. It's coming nationwide this year, so it'll be here soon. But I don't think it doesn't count. It's a taco. It's not a sandwich.
I don't get it. It's like
completely different.
Outback.
Sure.
All of the sudden announcing, we have got the best milkshake out there. And you're like, what the hell is a steak place? Like, it's Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
You should
say, where did the chicken sandwich come in?
Why are we not staying in our lanes? Like Chick-fil-A.
Stay in your awesome sandwich.
Awesome
lane, Taco Bell. You're awesome by yourself.
Yes.
Stay in your lane.
Chick-fil-A, just make chicken sandwiches. Burger King, just do the burgers for a while.
Oh my gosh, that's
Stay in your lane for what you're doing there. I agree. 110%.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut before I say something nasty.
About what?
I'm actually filtering myself today.
Oh.
I was going to say maybe we've just had more chicken sandwiches than most because we've traveled, but then you sound hoity-toity. So you can't say that. And I'm like, I've had a better chicken sandwich.
I've been to the South and had a Bojangles chicken sandwich, and that's the best. One of those people, the elitist chicken sandwich people. God.
Hey, this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Shailene Woodley, we haven't heard a peep from her about her engagement to Aaron Rodgers until last night.
We heard from Aaron Rodgers. We heard from Jodie Foster,
her friend and co-star.
Yeah.
But finally last night, Jimmy Fallon had her on the Tonight Show. So here's Shailene Woodley talking about Aaron.
I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
What?
I love that. Huh?
Yeah, we got engaged a while ago and he's first off just a wonderful, incredible human being, but I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who who throws balls. Yeah. But he's really just so good at it.
Yeah, right? So this is, she just didn't assume that she would ever end up with an athlete? Maybe he is. Have you ever dated somebody that was completely outside your character? Somebody that you never thought you would date before?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like an age thing. The older I get, my taste changes. That's why I'm blown away by couples that still like each other after a long time, because when I had some growth and a little bit of evolution, I was totally attracted to different people. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, not just physically different people. It's weird. I think people's tastes change.
Yeah. Maybe she was into earthy guys because she's a very like
what do you picture Shailene Woodley with? Not Aaron Rodgers. Hold on, though. Actually,
who do you picture him with?
Hold on, though. I can actually make this work in our minds because that's what we need. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, you have to remember, we're pinning him as like the stereotypical athlete quarterback.
Always with a supermodel.
But he's really not.
With like a supermodel
chick,
you mean?
Not. Yeah, I mean, I'm not see, you're going right to the woman thing. I'm thinking about the whole persona of, you know, he's an athlete. He's a all-American boy. He's tough. Like, Aaron Rodgers is like down to earth.
Yeah.
He's like about growth these days. He's about talking about his vulnerabilities and things like that, which is the only way
it's
to grow.
It's great for mental health.
It's
men.
Great
Thank
for
you.
He's into his mental health.
Yeah.
Like, he's not your average dumb rocks on steroids athlete.
He's not a Rob Gronkowski.
He's not, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get it when I think about it like that. Like, if you're going by the stereotypes, she's going, I would never date a football player. Like, who can, an athlete?
Well,
I'm an artist. I'm an actress. I'm an artist, Riggs.
Well, look at you.
No, I'm being Shailene Woodley, but I'm just saying.
No, I know you never thought that, but now you're playing hot dogs and donuts with the greatest three-time MVP. Good
for
you.
Well, I'm not going to hate her for that part.
No,
I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers, for Christ's sake.
All right, Allie, you have your phone?
I do.
All right.
Are you texting me?
I just sent you a text.
All right.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Got your text.
Do you see what I just texted you?
Uh-huh.
Now, read that. How would you say that I just texted you?
You texted me one line. All it says is United States Marine Corps.
Okay.
Right?
I'm an idiot.
Wait. Okay. It says United States Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
It's core, isn't it? Because core, C-O-R-P-S.
Yes.
But it's core.
I was at a...
Oh, no. Wait. Where is this going? Okay, shut up. Go.
I was with a couple of veterans on Friday night because one of my friends, Dan, had a small gathering at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his veteran friends was there and had a shirt that said United States Marine Corps on it.
Mm-hmm.
However, my stupid mouth... while we're talking goes,
oh,
the Marine Corps, huh? Dead silence.
I'm sorry, Riggs, but it's such a...
because they thought I was joking, Allie.
They didn't know that you were serious.
They were, ha, ha, and I went, what? And they went, it's Corps, Marine Corps. And I went, yeah, it is. It is. I was testing you. And they went, you didn't know that's how it's pronounced? I went, no, there's a P. Why is there a P in there?
Why
it doesn't make any sense.
You've never been in the military.
No.
You don't know a lot about the military. A lot
and
of
I've
us
heard,
that have never been in it don't know much about it. Let's
I've
be real.
Obviously heard it said before, the United States Marine Corps. I've always heard it all the time.
Oh, but seeing it
but
written
seeing
out.
Seeing it written out
you.
Threw me for a loop. And I went, corpse. And I went, oh, man. I said corpse. He goes,
okay.
Why would you say corpse? That's a dead body. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh,
no.
But yeah, it's corpse.
Marine
even though it's spelled C-O-R-P-S. Okay, well then, I got one for you.
I was today years old, but I realized that the other day.
I had a word I couldn't pronounce, only worse than you. You were in a room full of soldiers calling the Marines the wrong thing, which is pretty bad. I'm surprised you didn't get your ass kicked, but anyway.
Right?
But after that, I was on a virtual charity event. A week ago, I was helping host a benefit online. It was trivia, like The Office, the show The Office. They were doing office trivia.
Oh, cool.
And
like a trivia night thing.
It was to raise money for congenital heart disease for my friend's charity, Project Bubaloo. I digress. She gives me the script. I'm reading it. I'm talking. And then the word comes. The one word, even written out, I cannot say right.
What is it?
Galactica? What's the word?
Galactica?
Is
Battlestar Galactica?
Okay.
Yeah.
But whatever the script said, I couldn't pronounce it.
It looks like it's a weird word.
Click for me, and I knew what the word was, but in my brain was going, "No, bitch, no, bitch, you're saying it wrong. You're saying it wrong," and I could not get that. Galactica. What did I say? I said Galactica or something because I was reading, and I was so embarrassed. And they started laughing, and they go, "Why did we invite you to this?" I'm the host, and they're ripping on me because I couldn't say that word.
Fair. So, are there other words that you have just a hard time pronouncing that you always get wrong? I know everybody has one. There's just that one word that you just, no matter how many times, you can't pronounce it. There's like the three hardest things to say in the English language. Three hardest things to say.
What are they?
I was wrong. I need help.
That doesn't even ring a bell. I was wrong. That doesn't even sound familiar to me.
I was wrong. I need help. And Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, Worcestershire sauce.
Those are the three.
See, now you're getting.
Worcestershire sauce. I can't say that, and I've seen it before.
I've made enough Bloody Marys in my time. I'll get this word right.
Worcestershire. You can't do it, can you?
Damn it.
Worcestershire. Ketchup. Let's just put ketchup in there. 414.
How about the crap you put in Bloody Mary?
Yes. 799-1037. You can call or you can text. What are the words that you always struggle with? Or maybe a word that you just learned how to pronounce.
Worcestershire.
Like
you screwed with me,
right,
dude.
I'm a 38-year-old man. The Marine Corps, not the corpse. Come on, dude. What are the words that you still struggle with, even as a grown adult? 414-799-1037. Somebody texted in and said, me pronouncing corpse wrong is worse than you pronouncing Galactica wrong. So
I actually agree with them, and I agree. That's all I'm just going to leave it there.
Somebody else texted in authenticity. I can never say that. I sound like I have a lisp trying to say the middle part of the word. Someone said charcuterie. Is that what it is?
That's like when you have like a board full of meat and cheeses and fruits and nuts.
Yeah, it's delicious,
that
is what it is.
Yeah.
And somebody else texted in. It should be Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire.
They said Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Is that what it is?
Worcestershire is what they're saying.
Is that how you're supposed to say it?
I don't know. It goes in a Bloody Mary. Look, KP is on the phone.
KP, good morning.
She said there's a word she can never say.
Good morning. Oh my goodness, you're so bubbly.
She's so happy and funny. I love her.
You can always call or text us, 414-799-1037. KP, what's up? What's the word you struggle with?
The word that I struggle with is variety.
Variety.
I cannot say it. Uh-huh. I have to just... Variety.
She can't say it. She literally cannot say it. I love it.
Variety. But how often do you use that word? When you buy like a variety pack of chips? Like, that's not a very common word.
Yes, it is.
How often do you use the word variety?
I want a variety. I've got a variety pack. I'd like some variety.
There you go.
Woo!
You know what you need? You don't need to fix that word. You need you need a thesaurus. Stop saying variety. Just say, I need choices. I want options.
Another word I would just use then is a plethora. How about that?
A plethora. That's a good word. There you go.
She's so cute.
Just sub out the word you can't say. Plethora. There you go. KP, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, and you guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you
so much for calling.
It's 40 degrees. We're going to have a great day.
So good, man.
I know, that's right. I'm on the road now. Bye.
She's awesome.
Dude, does she want to be on the show?
Please call more often, KP. We love you.
She was great.
Somebody texted in documentary. Is a hard word for them to say.
Somebody else texted in, I can't say femininity. It's a struggle. They said that's the word they
femininity?
Can't say. Maybe you're just not feminine.
It sounds like you're adding an extra syllable, though. Femininity.
Femininity. It's a lot. Oh, it's a lot.
That's like when I've said something before about if I edit a video and I have to say in past tense, I edited it. It sounds weird to say. I edited it. I edited the video. I edited a video.
It's edited. You know what word I go through this with my kids learning vocabulary.
Yeah.
Hudson said, I beated it. Talking about a video game. I beated it. I go, no, beat.
You beat
it. These are the things you have to like stop them and correct them. He's like, no, I beated it. I'm like, no, you beat it. You beat them. You beat them.
Talk to him about beating things as you get older, too. Trust me. What?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.